because whatever that is, whatever person or event it is an opportunity for you to expand into greater inclusiveness, to recognize your oneness on an even greater level. Does that make sense? So it isn't really peace you want. It's tolerance, inclusiveness, acceptance, otherwise known as unconditional love. And that's where you're headed. And you're all going to make it. Now, we feel we've given you all plenty to think about. Are there any further questions? It is most definitely tied to Mars. It is most definitely tied to the fact that this will be the day when it's the closest to this planet. Now, we talked a few months ago about how things were going to heat up in August. We weren't just talking about the weather. All right, it's important to hold a high focus because this particular time frame is a new moon. And there may be those of you who are aware of what this means and maybe not. But a new moon is a seed time. And the energies and the thoughts and feelings, that those raw materials that come in on this particular day, seed, are seeds. They're seeds for what will be sown in this cycle. You see, some of those predictions about the stock market crashing come out of a fund of internal and a deep connectedness that knows that these energies of the 27th, whatever they will be, will manifest in the coming cycle, the coming moon cycle. To whether or not you're aware of it, there are cycles in your lives, and everything in your lives responds to cycles, whether you're aware of them or not. You are cyclical beings, in that your entire being was meant to respond to cycles. And that's a whole nother discussion. Are there any other questions?
I'm currently with Charm, and I'm curious to know what all these changes mean for the unborn child. What kind of things can I inform that child about?
Bring to that child an openness. Start connecting with its soul right now. Blend with that soul on the soul plane. Open yourself up to hearing what that soul's goals and motivations are for coming down and sharing this experience with you. This child's blessed to come into a beingness and a family wherein light is at least acknowledged and recognized. That's a big step. And the most important thing you can imagine is that things will continue to open up in high and loving ways for everyone. It's what we're trying to tell you. You can personally create heaven on earth right now if you had the raw materials to do it. You need not fear. This child is a specialist coming in. Every child born right now is of a higher quality than has been previously happening. And when we say higher quality, we want you to understand that's not a judgment. It doesn't mean that those of you who are already here are of a lesser quality. When we're talking about a higher quality, we're talking about how some things are getting kind of packed in, the energies. And we're asking, those of us in the higher realms are asking, that the more experienced souls start incarnating in greater and greater numbers, because the light is needed. You need to anchor this light, but you, all of you, you're the front runners. You're the front runners. You're the ones who are setting the pace and opening the frequencies and opening doors. You're the ones that are setting the tone. You're the ones who are building your raw materials into the coming cycles with which these children will have to deal. Make it good. You're capable of it. Give these cycles your highest and best. Dedicate yourselves. Devote yourselves to the highest and best in everything you think, say, and do. Commit yourselves. The wonderful bump and bonus is the higher you think, the better your life will be. The higher of emotions that you bring to your thoughts, the better you're going to feel. The higher, the more expansive and inclusive your attitude, the more wonderful things can come your way, and the better you will feel about your life. And the beliefs you carry with you navigate you through this flow. If they're high and fine and loving and of a positive and uplifting and empowering nature, that's what you're going to experience reflected back to you. If you leave with nothing else, understand you are the architect. You are the creator of the raw materials that will go into creating your future. Just as that which you have thought in the past has created how you are experiencing life right this moment. Everything around you in your life is a reflection of you in the past. Are there any other questions? Would suggest to you that the most important thing is to connect at the soul level with potential souls. Send out a call. One of the things that if we were to say we felt sad, but we don't feel sad, we see things with compassion. One of the things we view in compassion is the ideation that you don't understand just how much you contribute to what you get. So the importance here is for you to connect at the soul level, to make that real for you because it is. Make it real for you because it is. Connect with potential souls. They'll let you know, and trust your inner sense of knowing. You can call to you a soul who wants to work with you. And would suggest to each of you, any of you who are within childbearing age, that it is vitally helpful to connect and call the soul first. Call them first. If you are not aware of the methods of calling other souls and of blending with souls, find some books. Would suggest that Sanaya Roman has several excellent books about soul linking with souls. Now, we recognize that Orne doesn't specifically deal with calling the souls of unborn children, but it works just the same. It does. And believing in this. If you call that soul to you, they will come. If there is one who wishes to work with you, it won't matter how old you are or what the available men are. If that soul wants to be and be through you and to share their life with you, their life plane, this earth plane experience with you, then the way will be made and it will occur. And then the most important thing to do is continue to connect with that soul all the way through gestation because that soul is real. It's already there. That consciousness is already there, and it's aware of you. Now, it's true, when they come down that birth tunnel, that the tendency is to forget everything, but would suggest to you that your child's not going to forget everything, but then it might come out a little more knowing than you think. So pay attention to that little light and nourish it. And you have the potential of bringing in an equally enlightened child. Many of the souls now would want to pick people who are aware of the light, and that's where they're headed. Because that's where they can do the most good. That's where they can get the nourishment and sustain and the sustenance, the love and the light, which will foster their growth and help them do what they came here to do, just as they will help you do what you came here to do. And we're not suggesting that you came here to have the child. It never works like that, or very rarely. Occasionally you'll get a contract where the soul comes in and all it's agreed to do is provide the vehicle, and the child comes through and the soul passes. That has happened. And in those instances, it's generally about the fact that that soul doesn't want to influence that incoming soul. It just wants to provide the vehicle. But that's not the case here. So the potential is there for you, but there needs to be a commitment, a firm decision made. And we'll leave that up to you. Are there any other questions? All right, it's important for you to examine what this person represents to you. Remember, every being, everything, every event is a symbol for something that's real. So the first place you're going to want to look at is whether or not you had a clear agreement, and look at your clear agreements. Then you need to look at the underlying beliefs. Do you believe he will pay you? What is your belief? Are you supporting this with your broadcast, or are you flip-flopping back and forth? One day you believe it, the next day you don't. Or when you're speaking to him, you believe it, and when you're off the phone, you don't. What you focus on increases. The more you increase on his unreliability and his failure to pay, the more it will increase. What you focus on increases. Now you're dealing with another being who has free will, but would suggest to you that you need to understand the underlying issues, what he's mirroring to you, and then to keep your focus high and loving and affirm, affirm, affirm without willing or pushing. The more you push with your wills, and this is something that would be important to let you all know, your wills can be one of two ways. They can be magnetic or repulsive. We spoke about this a little bit earlier. Let's get into it just a little bit more detailed right now. You can create resistance where none previously existed through pushing with your wills, your personal wills. We're not talking with your soul's will. We're talking with your personal wills. And you'll find that if you'll pay attention to your interactions with others, the minute you start pushing with your personal will, their resistance generally, 99 times out of 100, increases. Why? Because will is repulsive and not magnetic. Imagine, spend some time imagining a scenario whereby he comes to you and says, here's your money, and you joyfully receiving it. Bless him and forgive him. Look for the mirror, bless him, then forgive him. Because if you really understand what it is he's mirroring back to you, what lesson he's bringing you, you will bless him. And we'll guarantee you it's one of two areas. It's either an opportunity to expand your consciousness, free your mind, or two, it's an ability, it's an opportunity to offer love. And it comes back around to any of you believing that energy work works, and that healing things at an energetic level and at a soul level works, would suggest that it would be important to imagine yourself meeting this person on a rainbow bridge of light. Your soul and his soul. And to spend some time in meditation and open your heart to his soul. Tell his soul how you feel. Express yourself fully and completely. And then take the time to grow quiet within and see what his soul offers you. Add light and continue to affirm for the highest and best and let it go. Would suggest to you that the more time you spend energizing the fact that he hasn't paid you, the longer it will take to get it. We recognize that that may not be the easiest answer to receive, but it's the truth. Find a way to detach and try what we've suggested. Try meeting at a soul level, offering love, offering up the truth of your heart and listening as well. Would suggest to you that if you operate in this way, you're going to see changes in rather rapidly if you can detach yourself. You might try a technique of picturing that there are cords running from your will center to his. And imagine taking an imaginary pair of scissors and cutting that cord. And setting your intent not to engage at the will center. And if the opportunity arrives to speak to this man, focus your attention on your heart. Speak from the heart, not from the will. Because the more you come from the will, the more resistance you create. Does that help? But don't miss our point. Doesn't matter how long the story is, it can all be resolved at the soul level if you will give it the opportunity. You can resolve it at that level. The possibility exists, but only if you're open to it. All right, are there any other questions? It is an entirely fair question. The question is it in your highest good to be handed the answer?
Okay, I could rephrase it. What might you have to offer me that would support my highest good?
Would suggest to you that one of the areas in which you could receive great assistance is through working energetically. It's a real lack of belief in the energetic work and how it proceeds in your life. Would recognize that each one of you is challenged in your own particular way with this concept about energy work. And when we say energy work, we mean talking to people at the soul level. We're talking about sending energy, transmitting energies, playing with energies in your imagination as you meditate. There are multiplicities of ways in which to play / work with energy. And probably the biggest thing, the biggest stumbling block vis-a-vis this for light workers is not believing that it works. Even though your earth plane scientists have proved to you mathematically that everything on this plane is energy, what else could possibly be more effective than energy work? Everything on this plane is energy that moves at a differing rate. Devote yourself to doing energy work. Find your way through to having faith in it and working with it diligently, consistently, patiently, lovingly, steadily. And affirm for yourself on a daily basis that it works. It's the greatest gift you can give yourself. Affirm that it works and work at it till it creates in your life. One other thing we want to mention about manifesting, and it's an important thing, and it isn't often said, and so we're going to tell you. When you are manifesting and when you want things to occur in your life, your focus on the fact that it is here, that it has been created and is making its way to you, it's here, that it has been created, that focus needs to be in place until whatever it is arrives. Any time that you are manifesting, you must hold the focus that it's here, that it's been created, and that it's making its way to you. And affirm. It's probably, which is one of the reasons why we talk to you about faith. Because it's so important. If you falter in your focus, if you let yourself be drug under by the doubts that say, oh, it's not coming because it hasn't arrived or hasn't created within the time frame that you want, you quit. You tell yourselves it isn't coming and you quit. And if you quit, you have to start from the beginning because the focus must be held. Your focus is the beam. It's like finding a point in the desert. And if you have a little spotlight or a flashlight in that great big dark desert, you know where to find that person and that thing, don't you? It's right where the light is. And that focus that you hold that it's here is that beacon that draws it to you. So it's imperative not to turn the light off until it's here. Does that help you? Don't turn the light off until it's here. And when it comes to your life purpose, that is a thing that unfolds over time and would suggest to you, and we've said this before, that your life purpose will absolutely, without question, without doubt, without any uncertainty on our part at all, will be something you love to do. Your soul would not set you on this plane with a purpose that ran counter to what you loved. It just wouldn't do it because you wouldn't do it. And your soul wouldn't do it to you because you're your soul. It's not going to screw itself over. It's not going to say, I love teaching people or being with people or whatever it is that you want to do. Whatever it is, we're just using that as an example. It would never give you that love and then expect you to do something else, like be a bookkeeper. Yeah, that makes no sense. What you came here to do, the seeds of what you came here to do, are absolutely, without exception, contained in the things you love to do. They are contained in the things you do for free. So that's a great big hint. You look at the things you love, and you know, there is a part of you that knows. You know what that thing is, the thing that moves you more than anything else. And it's contained within the things you love. Absolutely. You can trust us on this. Are we all set? All right. I'd like to leave you with one final thing. And that is, if you want more love in your life, connect with your soul on a daily basis. Open to receive your soul's love on a daily basis. Make that space available for yourselves. Consciously call your soul's presence into your life every day. It's the number one most loving thing that you can do to have the life you want to lead. And with that, we bid you a loving, joy-filled, thought-filled day.